This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel this talent crumble. You need the end to make your mark. If you want to make it promise, you need to learn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We have a call-in line. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel, we've got a great listen line. It really works well. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. That's the listen line. Ben is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and we've got an interesting broadcast today. Hour number one is with Werner Bock, and we're going to talk about saving you money. We're a bunch of farmers, and Werner's got a lot of experience under his belt, and I've got some too. So we're going to talk about ways to save money. And in hour number two, Miles. Miles from Europe is going to call in, and we're going to be talking about alternative currencies, gold, silver, what's happening in Europe politically, Angela Merkel, and we're going to talk about what is really happening in the world that we need to know about. Werner Bock, welcome, Werner Bock.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Werner. You know, I thought I'd share with it. Go ahead.
You sounded pretty good this morning.
Well, you know, I'm done with that course of antibiotics. I am taking Super Silver, and I'm using that to see if it really does what it claims to. And you know what? It's I think it's working. I'm going to give a full report maybe in another week or so. And I've been doing vitamins, mineral supplements, and I feel like I have more energy. And you know, yesterday I got on the tractor, and I pulled a load of hay down the road, and so we loaded and unloaded hay. And you know, that was the first time I got on a tractor in a while. You know, I actually did some farm work. So I'm slowly getting back to being a productive farmer, and it feels great. I'm all excited about it because, you know, just sitting and lying down and recuperating, it was driving me crazy. But, you know, I'm running around the farmhouse this morning at you know, almost normal speed, so I'm really excited. So I wanted to share some of our thoughts, Werner Bock in New Brunswick, Canada. We're farmers, and we have to figure out things. We have to do them efficiently. We have to do them inexpensively. We have to consider the long run, do them right the first time, not waste money. And I thought it'd be great if we shared some of our thoughts, things that we do in our lives to save money. And I thought I'd start with, why don't I start in, with something that we do here that I haven't seen in a single other house that I visited. And that is shower curtains. Now, if you go into a person's house that has a bathtub, or go in the bathroom and they have a bathtub, it's typically a vinyl shower curtain. And the problem with the vinyl shower curtains is they don't breathe, and they don't drain well, and there seems to be a lot of surface tension on the water, and the water droplets stay on the shower curtain, and when they fold, they don't dry very well, and then next thing you have mold grow in there. in the on the shower curtain and on the shower walls, and it's not healthy. So about 10 years ago, we thought, why is it that motels don't use those? You go to a motel, you won't see a vinyl shower curtain unless they had an emergency and they had to get one at the local store. So what we did was we bought a few nylon shower curtains. And these things are thin. They're kind of like a sheet that you might have on your bed. They're that thin. They kind of look like that. You can they hang great, and they don't let water go through them. But when you spread them out after the shower, they dry very, very well, and they don't get mold on them. And you can throw them in the washing machine, the clothes washing machine, on the gentle cycle, with a less than standard amount of laundry detergent. And they wash clean, and you just hang them up, and within a couple of minutes, they're drying again. So that's what we do. And what do they cost? About $15. So they cost more than the $6 or $8 vinyl shower curtains. But they, well, how long do they last? I have no idea, because ours are 10 years old, and they still look almost brand new. What are your thoughts about that, Werner?
Well, Vincent, I'm not much of a housekeeper. It's the wrong question to ask me.
Okay.
It makes sense what you're saying there.
Do you have a... Go ahead.
This becomes especially a problem when you are living in a stone house, and the location where your house is located, if it is on damp ground, wet ground, lowland, you know. But,
sure.
I think it's that much of a problem in a wooden house. There are always enough cracks, you know, where the wind can get in and it can get aired out. So it's not that much of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, Werner, that we do is cleaning the shower, and there are all kinds of chemicals that you can apply to the shower tile, or if you have one of those fiberglass showers or plastic shower wall kits. We do is we mix white vinegar that we get on sale in the gallon jugs, mix it maybe one-third or one-half vinegar, the rest water, put it in one of those spray bottles. You can get those at the Chinese factory outlet, like a quart spray bottle, or you can get them at the dollar store, which would probably be a better value. And we spray the tile. Spray it with vinegar, diluted with water, leave it on for a while, run the exhaust fan, and then rinse it off. And it kills the mold. It absolutely kills the mold, so you don't have to go digging out the grout, and it works really, really well. Or you can use one of those 3M, kind of a scrubber that's not steel, and it's not abrasive, and you can clean the shower with that, too. So that's what we use in our shower class. Do you use vinegar for any of the disinfecting in your farmhouse, Werner?
Well, I'm not the expert. The expert is sitting right beside me. she said that is right with vinegar. And another solution is baking soda. But
yes.
As I say, I shouldn't stick my nose in where I don't know much about. But it's okay. Basic chemistry. You know, you drastically alter the pH environment and certain pathogens, they won't be able to go there.
Right. Right.
And I remember there years ago when there was the coli E scare, you know.
Yes.
And basically what they finally found out, the researcher, was that cattle that were being fed with beef cattle that were being fed with hay, you know, and with roughage, there the dangerous strain of coli E did not have a chance to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So they did, but this dangerous strain of coli E was especially a problem in the feed lots where the cattle were being fed high dosage of their diet was in grains, and it produced a different pH in the rumen that was conducive to the dangerous strain of coli E. And what I understood in the in the feed plots before they shipped the cattle for slaughter, they for the last week or last couple of weeks, they changed their diet from grain ration into hay and roughage ration that altered the enough the pH in the digestive system that basically killed the dangerous strain of coli E.
Werner, do you remember, and maybe this didn't happen in New Brunswick, Canada, but in Virginia, I remember reading about farmers who were looking for ways of saving money, and they were feeding their cows chicken poop and mixed with newspaper. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I remember that when I first came here. I was staying about 4 months at a, another farmer's place, and basically he had about 3,000 laying hens, and when he cleaned out the barn, he put it all in a pile, and the Angus beef cattle, they came and munched it with full cheeks. Basically what it is, it's nitrogen. Main component is nitrogen, and cattle with the digestive system, they convert the nitrogen into protein with the help of the gut bacteria, with the rumen bacteria. So
and what?
In a lot of the cattle feed, they add urea because the cattle, they convert that urea into protein. And protein is the most expensive component in the feed.
And what farmers were doing, they were shredding newspaper, or they were getting shredded newspaper, you know, newspaper cut into small bite-sized pieces, and they were adding that to the chicken poop and feeding the newspaper and chicken poop to cows. And you got to wonder, who thought this up? I mean,
It is outright disgusting here in North America. That is basically compared to Japan or some of the Southeast Asian countries or to Europe. That here in North America, the farmers are being advised by the so-called experts. Most of them, they are basically scientific horse for hire. Produce food in this kind of a basically disgusting way. We got enough land bases to produce food healthy, you know, raise cattle healthy.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Werner Bock's with us, and he's in New Brunswick, Canada. Werner, I remember the days when we did home updates and home repairs, and we would paint and spackle and things like that. And I had a little tip for those who are involved in painting or using a roller. And what you can do is, you know, rollers are expensive. Paintbrushes, if you have good paintbrushes, you know, you can spend $20, $30, $40 for a good quality four-inch paintbrush, you know, professional quality. And it's crazy to just waste them. So what we do is we always wash them out. And the way we do it is we immediately, when we're done painting, we don't wait. We clean it immediately. And I use a fork, like a kitchen fork with long prongs. And I wash it in the kitchen sink, and I use dishwashing detergent. And I use the fork to help remove some of the paint between the bristles. And then when I'm done, I shape the bristles with my hand so that they don't flare out, so that they're all tight and all together. And then I hang that brush upside down so the bristles point downward. I hang it on the outside somewhere and it'll drip. And by shaping those bristles, when I'm all done with it and it's all dried out, the paintbrush is as good as new. And you can, that's one way you can do it. Now, if you're going to paint again tomorrow, what you can do instead of doing that, you can wrap that paintbrush in plastic wrap, you know, like saran wrap type wrap. Wrap it really tightly in that plastic wrap immediately after use. And then you might want to put a layer of aluminum foil around that to keep it, make sure that the saran wrap stays tight. And then you put the brush in the freezer. And then when you're ready to use it, which could be, you know, tomorrow or a week later or maybe a month later, as soon as it thaws out, it's good to go. And you didn't have to. You didn't have to wash it out. And you can do the same thing with the roller. You can take the paint roller and put that in the freezer as well. And as long as you wrap it tightly so that air doesn't get at it. Have you ever done anything like that, Werner?
No, that is pretty sophisticated for me. I don't do that much paint anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, I keep telling Mrs. Finelli I'm allergic to work. And, you know, she'll say, hey, why don't you? And I go, I get hives even thinking about that. So, Werner, do you have some tips that you'd like to share with us about farming that, you know, that have worked well for you over the years, that have saved you money and saved you effort and saved you work, and, you know, that you've done it for, you've planned for the long run rather than the short run? Because always the short run always costs more money than, you know, if you plan for the long run.
Well, basically, that's what, why the supply businesses to farming are flourishing. They change farmers always other avenues, you know, to use more technology and so on. And in the end, we have seen the result over the last 50, 60, 70 years. Most of the farmers went broke.
Yeah,
they were listening to all the advice they were getting from the experts, most of them paid by government. But those experts, they have a conflict of interest. And that is their pension fund and their private investment portfolio. And I can vouch for that they didn't have anything invested in the family farm and the family farmers they advise to go into those new business ventures or to those new practices of farming.
You know, Werner, I heard a term that was kind of shocking to me the first time I heard it, and actually I was kind of taken aback by it and maybe even insulted a little bit by it, but I think it's true. And that is any farm that or any farmer who has 250 acres or less is a poverty farmer. Poverty farmer. And we have 241 acres, so I fall into that category as a farmer. My family does that, you know, we are poverty farmers. And, you know, it's probably true, Werner, because it's so difficult to operate a farm. You know, I have to compete with farmers who are on the government dole. You know, if I want to put a well in. Yeah.
Vincent, you said it. The government dole.
Yeah, because if I want to put a well in, I pay for all of it. But, you know, other farmers, they only pay for 75%, they pay for 25% of it. Let's talk about that when we come back. Werner Bock, New Brunswick, Canada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Werner Vox with us. He's in New Brunswick, Canada. We were talking about poverty farming. And looks like I'm a poverty farmer because I have less than 250 acres. And the guys who are calling us poverty farmers, they're really accurate in many respects, because it is almost impossible. No, actually, it's not almost impossible. It is impossible to provide for a family just by farming less than 250 acres. Because if you have to buy a tractor, one tractor, you can't buy one tractor, you have to have three tractors. If you have three tractors and you have a hay mower and you have a hay baler and a hay rake and a front end attachment for, you know, front end loader on that tractor, and then you have to have some kind of a trailer to pull the hay around, then you have some fencing for some cows, and the cows require attention, and you need, you know, electric fence and strip fencing and ponds and waterers and wells, and I mean, all by the time you're done, and if you have to pay for the land and you have a mortgage and a mortgage on your house and insurance and taxes, by the time you're done, you're underwater. There's no way. No, I don't think a young person can start out today and buy a farm at current market prices and have a mortgage and buy equipment, even used equipment, even well-used equipment, and survive. I don't think it's possible. And what happens is the government, for some farmers, they elect to get in bed with the government. And for example, if I want to put a well out in one of the fields so I can water the cows if we have a drought, if I want to do that, I will pay 100% of the cost of that. Now, I'll try to do as much of the work as I can myself, but I'm still going to have to pay 100% because I'm not willing to get in bed with the government thugs. However, we have neighbors who have and who will, and when they do it, they pay 25% of the cost of the wells and the water and all of that stuff, and the government pays 75%. So 75% is paid for by your tax dollars, usually through sales tax, and the farmers benefit from that, but they sign up for a 10-year agreement that the government can snoop and spy and enter your property and inspect and detect and whatever else they want to do for 10 years at any time they want to do it. And I'm not willing to have those thugs on our property. So I'm not willing to sell our privacy for a cost share with the government. But that's the kind of stuff that happens, Werner. Those guys, it's so difficult to farm today that farmers have sold out. They have sold out to the government. And then the next thing the government wants to know is they want to know how many cows, how many chickens, how many horses, how many goats, how many square feet, how many Mexicans, how many Chinese, how many whatever, you know, what languages, how many chimneys, the depreciation, how many tractors, how much fuel, how many tanks, how much feed, how much lime, how much fertilizer, how many square feet of barn, how many square feet of house, how many people live there, the number of vehicles. It's just on and on and on. It's like 16 pages of detailed information about your farm. And I'm not willing to do it.
Vincent, you have to look at who is benefiting from it. It's basically the farmers are being used as an excuse, but it creates a huge bureaucracy. And the case closed for the bureaucrats and a secure paycheck. As long as the country still can muddle itself with their voodoo economics and allow this system to go on. But I think there's a writing on the wall about that this system is going to come to an end. And it's supposed to be the free West, you know. In the end effect, it will be even worse than in the communist dictatorship.
Well, what they're literally doing is they're threatening the farmers who have signed up for these cost share, and they call them programs. They're threatening those farmers that if they do not comply with giving up information about their farms, they will be fined. They might even go farther than that. When they first tried to do that to me when I lived in Virginia with the agricultural census, I said, I'm not doing it. Come get me. You know where I am. Come get me. I am not going to provide any more information to you. And that was my stand. And they kept calling and calling and threatening me. And they'd call at 7 o'clock in the morning. They'd call before 7 o'clock in the morning. They'd call all day and all night. And it was a hassle. So the last thing class, if you decide that you want to get in bed with these government thugs, if you, they'll do it for fertilizer too. If you want to fertilize your farm, and it would cost me about, well, my family, it would cost us about $25,000 to fertilize if you wanted to use commercial fertilizer, which we don't. But all the other farmers are doing it. They will get 75% of that paid for by the government, 75% of their fertilizer, 75% of their lime. And they'll come out and they'll walk your farm. I'm talking about these government minions who will come out and walk your farm. They'll say, okay, well, you know, the land slopes this many degrees, so yeah, you qualify for this cost share because we want to prevent soil erosion, so we will help you by paying 75% of the cost of fertilizer and lime. Now, it's really, really, really difficult for me to compete with other farmers who are getting these subsidies, because we're not getting them. But it's our choice not to get them. But what it does is it causes an unlevel playing field. They have a tremendous advantage. They don't have to lime their fields and pay for it the way we do. They don't have to fertilize their fields and pay for it the way we do. Actually, what we use is manure. We do it organically. And in the long run, I think we're doing it the right way. I really do. But it sure is tough competing with them. It really is, Werner.
Was one reason why 46 years ago I left over there from Germany. I came here to Canada. The first few years there was still a kind of a leveled playing field. But then in the mid-70s I got the impression, I said this to other farmers, it seems to me that here in New Brunswick and here in Canada they had sent civil servants and their experts over there to Europe to study the system, how to screw up the farmers and to create disunity. And from the mid-70s on, they used the same kind of a system, you know, favored system and so, but I got away from in Germany. And now here in New Brunswick, what I know about, there is exactly the situation what you're talking about. Certain farms, they're being propped up with big grants from the provincial end and from the federal government end. You know, and most of those grants, they are listed under payment to vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mainstream media keeps hopping up on the farmers when something goes wrong, you know. Oh, yeah, it's all the fault of the farmers. And another favorite subject was for the mainstream media, how much longer can we afford to subsidize the small, inefficient farm? And when I looked into the government account books, and I came, and it was clearly stated that the subsidies they're getting mainly to the big mega farm. So I had a kind of a hassle with some members of the CBC, and I said, if you would have done your homework, you would have known who is getting the subsidies, and if, as you are touting them, the big farms, if they're really so efficient, for what do they need taxpayers' money?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm trying to think how our farm could be more efficient. You know, when we have the cows on the field, I will go out with a tractor, a small tractor, like a 47 horsepower or 40 horsepower tractor, and a 10-foot by 10-foot chain harrow, and I will drag through the manure and I'll spread it around. And I'll do that like every couple of weeks, literally on the field. And we rotate the field so that the cows don't spend too much time on each field, so that they don't eat their own poop and get worms and that kind of thing. And I think that's pretty efficient, because if you compare that to what some other farmers do, and we unroll hay. So when we bale our hay, we put it in these 1,000-pound rolls, and then in the wintertime, I will unroll the hay in a different spot every day. Every day, and we'll, yeah. And what happens?
You're fertilizing the ground.
That's what I'm doing, because
organic way.
I'm using nature to our advantage, and by unrolling the hay in strips that are different you know, each day I'm moving the where I unroll the hay. So the cows will stand, you know, and eat the hay, and they'll poop and pee right there. And then tomorrow they're in a different spot, and the next day they're in a different spot, and so on. And what happens is some of the seeds from the hay will drop out of their mouths, and then they'll step it into the ground, and they will reseed the field. So every year I am reseeding the fields by the way I feed hay. Now, some of the farmers in the area don't do that. They will just take a roll of hay and drop it in a hay ring. And this is a large ring, maybe 8 feet in diameter, and they'll just drop the hay in there, and then the cows will stand around the hay ring, and they'll eat the hay out of the ring. And the idea is they won't waste as much hay. But what happens is all the cow poop is in a circle around the hay ring. It's all in one spot, day after day after day.
And you'd need a big manure spreader and a big tractor in order to put the waste back in the field to fertilize the field.
If they do that. And then another bad thing about using these hay rings is the cows are standing in their own poop day after day after day, and that can cause disease. So we don't do that. We let them walk around, and we give them, you know, a different grass every day if we can, and we use something called strip grazing, which we will divide a field up with using an electric fence tape. And after they get shocked a couple times, they say, you know what, I don't think I want to go near that fence. And it works really, really well. It's easy. Relatively easy. It's efficient. So when we look at these big, massive farms, they're factories. They are factories. That's not the way nature intended for cows to live. But our farm is.
Then they have to add lots of antibiotics in order to prevent the spreading of disease.
That's correct. And we don't do that. Werner Bach, and I'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Watch it.
There's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Today,
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Let's have another really quick tip for you. You know, when you wash your clothes, you don't have to wash them in hot water or warm water. You can wash them in cold water. And it works just great. And when we wash our blue jeans, we turn them inside out. And the blue of the blue jeans stays on the blue jeans much longer if you wash them inside out. And if you avoid using a clothes dryer, an electric clothes dryer, or a gas clothes dryer, your clothes will last a lot longer as well. Why? Because, you know, that lint that you pick out of your dryer? Well, that used to be your clothes. So you might want to keep that in mind. Werner, your neighbor, the United States of America, sent a plane, a special plane with $400 million worth of cash to Iran. And here's the news, and it's CNN.com. The Obama administration secretly arranged a plane delivery of $400 million in cash on the same day Iran released four American prisoners and formally implemented the nuclear deal. U.S. officials confirmed on Wednesday. President Barack Obama approved the $400 million transfer, which he announced in January as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The money was flown into Iran on wooden pallets stacked with Swiss francs, euros, and other currencies as the first installment of a $1.7 billion settlement resolving claims at an international tribunal at The Hague over a failed arms deal under the time of the Shah. Now, another article, NBCNews.com, says it remains illegal for the U.S. to conduct a monetary transaction with Iran in American dollars. So from what I'm reading, if I'm putting these pieces together correctly, what has happened is our president has circumvented the legal process by not using American Federal Reserve note dollars. They used other currencies to pay Iran. Now, if that's the case and he did violate the law, then why haven't we already started impeachment proceedings like this morning? Why haven't we? And that's my question. Some may say, well, you can't impeach the CEO of a corporation. And I understand that. I understand that. So if we're not impeaching him for illegal activities, then it is absolutely positively clear that our Congress and our Senate is involved in this. If we're not impeaching, then it's clear that we don't have a constitution. We have a corporation that we are suffering under. Just my thoughts. Werner, do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think I mentioned that one time before. This tax collector who used to come to our place, and I listened to him, and he said to my mother, it's easy to cut lacing out of somebody else's skin. And the payment to Iran in foreign currencies, but the foreign currencies are being paid for by the American people, by American dollar, or by other in other ways. And no matter which way you paint the bird, it is still a vulture that is feeding on the people, on the working people of the world, in your case, of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and what you're saying is, okay, so it's in Swiss francs or euros, it doesn't matter, because it used to be in dollars that were provided by the taxpayers, either through inflation or either through debt, or somehow these dollars were used, but the burden is back on the Americans to pay for that. So here we have $400 million going to Iran, and they say it's not as a ransom. Oh no, it's part of a failed nuclear arms deal. I don't believe anything the White House says. Absolutely nothing. And I don't trust any of our Congress critters.
After
or anyone else in government.
After all the massive cover-up from 9/11 and all the other things that are surfaced, then who can trust the government anymore? The government
right.
And its lawyers.
Werner Bach, thank you so much for being with us today. Class Miles is going to be joining us, and Miles from Europe is going to be joining us in just a couple minutes. Werner, thank you so much. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks and your collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net.
You'll be glad you did.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.